Zero CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump at an event in Glendale, Arizona, alongside former Fox host Tucker Carlson, saying this about former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who supports Kamala Harris.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Las Vegas telling voters,
we all know we have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We're done with that. We're done.
65 million Americans have already cast ballots ahead of Election Day on Tuesday. Americans today get their last major look at the state of the economy before the election. The Labor Department will release the unemployment report. Numbers are expected to be skewed a bit because of the Boeing strike and the recent hurricanes in the southeast. This is ABC News. We are getting a new look at the investigation in Argentina after the death of singer Liam Payne. He died last month after falling from the balcony of a Buenos Aires hotel. ABC's Allison Cossack.
Police analyzing security footage. Sources say video shows Payne had fallen asleep twice in the lobby, clutching a bottle of whiskey. At one point, sources say, staff used an escort app to call two women to the lobby. And Payne allegedly offered them $5,000, but did not pay them, sources say, because he was intoxicated. Sources say the security cameras show a hotel employee buying drugs. Police are investigating whether that employee gave Payne the drugs.
Drugs were also found in Payne's hotel room. Hyundai is now set to start production next year on a new hydrogen-powered SUV. The company says it will also be able to run on electricity and could be powered up at home. The vehicle is set to make its debut this month at the Los Angeles Auto Show. This is ABC News.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Jane Benson is running for state assembly to protect reproductive freedom. She trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. She knows these are personal decisions, not meant for politicians. If complications come, the further away from help, the greater the risk. Healthcare professionals must be able to do what is best for their patients without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Bucks losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brook Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety. Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a door frame and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s. And then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Tracy Olson of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
We made it.
We are in the house.
Yeah.
We are. Yesterday at this time, 24 hours ago. Yeah,
we were.
Hey, you know what my favorite part was? My favorite part was when you go, Todd goes, are you going north or south? Are we going north or south? And Jim goes, we're going left.
Yeah.
That was... I mean, I've had some instances like that where you think you're going to be late and it's crazy, but...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be honest with you. I give this guy credit. We made 27 miles in about 10 minutes. State Patrol be damned. And actually, Todd, one of the things was, because there had been one, we'd gotten that alert.
Right, which is cool.
Speed, not trap, speed something up ahead. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, oh, speed crap. Check.
And we're coming close, and it's, I go... He's faced the other way. Go!
That is true.
I kind of wish that would have been on the air.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
No, we felt bad.
But we anyway, were ripping everybody.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Except us.
Yeah, I was listening this morning. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. I text her this morning at 4:30 said, you know, don't get lost on the way to work today. I'm like, okay, it's six blocks away. I made it. And I was talking to my brother, and he goes, are you kidding me? Like that's...
No, we're not kidding.
No, but that's kind of like almost weird that we would that we'd go that far through Fond du Lac. He goes, you were on the other side of Fond du Lac? I'm like, yeah. He goes, you've been to Oshkosh a million times. I said, yeah.
I'm going to be totally honest with you, though, Jim. I thought we were going like, wow, this is taking... But you're the driver, and you never, you always assume, I'll drive. Yeah. It's like he's in charge. Yeah. He's whatever. So I just didn't want to say anything. He knows this back way to get
when
in.
So when I picked you up, at which would be 26 hours ago at 4:15.
Yeah.
What did I say? Put this in your phone. And what did you say? I don't have the address.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not all my fault. Co-pilot's job
whose job is it to co-pilot, have the address? The driver or the co-pilot?
Co-pilot is supposed to, because then you don't want to distract the driver. So the co-pilot's
No. It's the navigator. Todd's the navigator.
All right,
Todd screwed up.
Terry just texted in, glad the Magellan brothers made it home.
Somebody else to comment to me because I met such about Lewis and Clark. They said, can you imagine if you guys were with Lewis and Clark?
Yeah,
You'd be in like Nova Scotia.
Oh my God.
Found the Pacific.
Did you make it this morning? It's really dark.
Yeah. Anyway, that was fun. That was
it. Was
is Oshkosh great or what?
Oshkosh is the people are fun that come in. Yeah. It's that was really Todd. I gotta give you kudos, man. You know, here's Todd.
Studio's
what time
great.
Do you get up in the morning?
3:30.
3:30. Gets up at 3:30. Goes home. Takes a shower. Gets ready for work. They used to be my old joke. And
got it.
Time to get up.
Yeah, I got it.
3 o'clock, and I went home.
Did you get that, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez.
That's very old. Very old.
Well, very old. Well, I am old, Jim. Jeez. I am okay. old, Jim. am old.
Yeah, that is. I'm not. And
I'm tired
over
of
here.
You giving away some of the punchlines on my golf jokes. Left-handed. He's like, that's the punchline.
He actually, in his defense, he said it after you said it. So he let you give the punchline, but he was there with
it. It was close.
It was close, but I. Okay.
But you did give him the grace, Jim.
I did. I didn't drive back with him, so I didn't listen to get yelled at all the way.
Isn't it scary, though, that you could be driving and really not know what the heck you're doing and not paying attention?
Yeah.
Our defense, so let's talk about
it. We did talk about this.
Okay, we did. All right, they want to hear it again. But,
it was 90% big trucks.
And lack of state highway lighting.
And there were times, like, there was this one, I bet, and we probably were in the wrong for traveling the left lane, but I bet we went 10 miles on the left side of that truck. Remember?
Well, it was a couple trucks, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, we were in the left lane.
We were in the left lane a lot.
But with those cops, so we were going, what, 80?
Yeah, 80, 81.
So we would have had to go well over 85 to pass these, and they're cops. We've never seen cops like that, ever.
Right.
No, and
we didn't want to get a speeding ticket.
No.
This is you guys on the way to Oshkosh yesterday.
Since I'm driving on a ticket now. So.
He's on parole.
One more and I'm done.
You guys are like Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, wow. That was just a lot of fun. I hope we do that more often.
I agree, Todd. But what I'm saying, so Todd gets up at 3:30?
Yep.
Yeah.
Drives for an hour to come in here. Mm-hmm. Gets our entire show planned.
Right.
Makes copies of everything we're going to be doing.
Right.
Gives us all the show prep you could possibly ask for.
Yes.
Drives back an hour. Stays here, does more stuff. Drives back to Oshkosh. Stays there till 9 o'clock at night. Building the studio.
Yeah.
Gets up at 3:30. Has coffee. Has donuts. Could not ask for a greater producer than this guy.
That was
could
great.
Not ask for
that
one.
It was a nice welcome.
Yep.
So we talked about it on the way home. We'd love to do that again and again.
Yeah.
That was just. Everybody there is so friendly, and we love Oshkosh too. I mean, we can't find it, but once we find it, we love it.
That's a good point.
Did you guys get out of town okay?
Yes, you were right, but you're not. You were totally right.
I know. I realized when I was driving away.
Okay.
So on this side of the bridge, it's Oregon. On that side, it's Jackson.
Did I say that, Sean?
You did.
Didn't we get yelled at on the way home?
But the last thing in the world, you know, I know what, of all the things in the world, I mean, we would have better odds of trying to call Putin than we would if we then there would be of us calling you asking for directions again.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Well, I don't care if we circled that town for 3 days. Yeah. We were not going to call you again and ask for more directions. No.
I drove away yesterday and go, oh, man, because I just think of it.
You know it.
Yep. Oh, man, I'm glad you guys.
I'll tell you what, I was so impressed at the looks of that arena when we came in.
That's nice.
That is great.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is just awesome. And
that was fun having Joe on. Those shows they have coming up. I mean, it's just, it's a great city.
Yeah. No.
We have a lot of great cities in our listening area, and we'd like to go to any one of them. We'll go to them, but, I mean, we can only broadcast from here, Oshkosh, because that's where our studios are.
Right.
That was,
how'd trick-or-treating go for you last night?
I was telling 245, a little down a little bit.
Do you actually count the number?
Well, you buy the candy and comes in boxes.
Still a lot of kids.
Yeah, it was great. And, I just want to say, they are so respectful.
Yeah.
And just like when we were kids, if the kid takes a candy bar because
it doesn't say thank you.
Right, the parents say that.
Yeah.
What do you say? It's like, that's cool.
This has happened to me when I've had to go. Because, I mean, Halloween is never, so some days I'd have to work and we're the home, so we'd leave out. The thing, and it'd always be empty, of course. Please take one, yada, yada, yada. I saw a couple things, because the thing is, now they got those ringers.
To watch you.
Yeah. Right. And, this one kid was probably 160 pounds, just in sweats, and a pig mask or type of thing,
Yeah.
And he's on camera taking that entire thing, dumping the entire thing into his bag.
And they got him on ring?
Yeah.
Oh, send that to his
parents. You can't see his face. Kept the mask on.
I see.
But you know what I mean? Kid's probably 14.
Right.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
You got these 5 and 6 year old little kids
that are so
coming
excited
up
to come
that are
up.
So excited to get a little candy bar and there's nothing. How can you do that?
Yeah.
I hate people sometimes.
What was fun about trick-or-treating, I just saw some neighbors that I haven't seen in a while. I don't know if it was COVID or if it was I missed them last year or whatever it was. But so that was fun. That's a great event. I think that's a great holiday. I think the kids deserve that. And they were just so, we were talking about that last night, and they were just so friendly, and thank you.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it was great. So Good time.
And even like when you hear them like talking, yeah, and they're running up, you know what I mean? That, there's something special about that.
And then I have a mummy that is like wrapped up, you know, white, a mummy I hang upside down on the porch.
Oh, okay.
So then I,
yeah,
how you doing? And I say to the kids, that's my mummy. You know,
yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't think it. They
do you dress Milton?
Huh?
Do you dress Milton?
No, I don't. What? He sits there. He actually got.
He doesn't get scared, huh?
No, in the beginning, but then he chills. He settles down. He said, I get it. It's Halloween. I forgot. So.
Yeah. I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, I was looking today, and it's just coincidental, but do you see what today is?
Lawyer Day?
No.
Keep going. Here.
All Saints Day, Deep Fried Clams Little Day. I'll take those. Pet Groomer Day?
It is. Pet Groomer Day. And it's weird because we put his appointments out quite far, you know, with the holidays and Christmas and all. But his appointment's today. So,
You get to bring the pet groomer something?
Yeah, well, you tip him all the time. Like, you tip your hairdresser.
Couple of extra candy bars. And last yeah.
Like yeah. 45.
Thanks, honey.
Like 55.
Three Musketeer bars that nobody eats.
Well, I love those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like anything marshmallowy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like it. Just no. like, for some reason, the mix of those two things together, the chocolate in it, I like it.
I was seeing the top 10 for calories per size.
Oh, God.
Twix.
Top?
That's the best.
Top,
yeah. No, the worst.
Money's worth? Oh, calories. Calories. Okay.
Yeah. That surprised me because it seems like there's much in a.
No, that seems kind of. Yeah.
As you would wafer. Think like it's like a diet candy bar.
Right. Yeah, right. That's right. The wafer.
I was really surprised. It said Twix.
No, I took the.
I don't see that.
You know, the Hershey's, the chocolate bars, those big bars. And Donald will use that to make like chocolate chip cookies, and the rest of it, I just threw in the freezer for I don't know,
for one of those days when you're just feeling like you need to go in the freezer after a workout and grab a giant Hershey bar.
That is true.
For one of those days.
Yeah. So I don't know.
You know what I do though? All right, I don't anymore, but I used to. I would take those Hershey bars, and I do this with everything. Kind of. This could sound crazy. Put a piece of cheddar cheese on it.
Ooh.
Then peanut butter.
Well, that peanut butter.
Put it in the microwave for about 6 to 8 seconds.
Yeah.
It's delicious. The cheese melts on the chocolate, then the peanut butter kind of melts amongst both of those.
The peanut butter I get, because that's like a Reese's.
But you have the yin and the yang. When you have cheddar cheese and the sweet chocolate and the peanut butter, it is phenomenal. When I own my own place, I'm going to serve that.
Where'd you come up with that? Is that your own, or did your mom do that, or what?
No, just on my own.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd have to think about that. I don't think so.
I was that bad guy who would open the fridge and then would stand there for the next 20 minutes like just. Nope.
We all do that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What else do I got in there? What would this taste like with that?
I love that commercial that used to be on where the guy just takes everything out, you know, the cold cuts and the cheese and the bread. Makes this big sandwich and the mayonnaise jar is empty.
Empty. Yeah, he puts the whole thing and takes every piece. That's right, because you'd hear the clanging of the. No, you're right.
That's me.
Yeah.
That is me.
Yeah.
I need to put everything back.
Yeah, I would have to have my mayo too. Yeah. I'd have to have my mayo.
What that commercial taught me is to check the mayo first and then build a sandwich. So
I can't eat a sandwich without mayo.
All right.
I get a mayo on everything.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Okay, I was thinking about that. We're looking at these little
venues.
From 1943.
Yeah.
And I forget what there was where there's a substitution for like 5 cents. And I forget what it was or added for. Okay. So I was at a restaurant. We were at a restaurant in Manitowoc. Okay. Mm-hmm. And cheeseburger and fries. Whatever. And I said, I'm so sorry. I forgot. I said, instead of ketchup, can I get just a little thing of mayo? I use mayo with my fries.
No, they didn't upcharge you.
Dollar.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Now, I'll be honest with you.
Take the jar.
When it comes down to where should we go for, I think of that, and I don't go there.
Neither would I.
You know what I mean? How their $1 of this tiny little thing of mayonnaise just lost my business. Yeah. I don't know if I sound weird about that, but just, I don't know.
All right,
we got a great show. Frankie Bag of Donuts Winters is going to be on. Back after this. No matter what it takes,
he's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back, Line with the Mayor, on the first day of November. And folks, if you have not been outside yet, It feels like the first day of November. Doesn't it, though?
Was it windy up here last night?
Yeah.
Well, oh, my gosh. It was windy in Oshkosh.
It was, I don't know where you were, Jim, but.
I was handing out candy.
No, earlier in the day, where it went from super windy to all of a sudden it's like, is that thunder? Is that thunder?
There were some thunderstorms. Yeah.
And just crazy thunder and stuff. It was a weird sort of night. And, I was just so hoping that the kids could have.
Well, that was good. I think so.
But then it kind of calmed down, right?
It did. But there were some kids were like, just doing like, the dads are like three more houses. You know, they just want to get a little bit. They're not going to go for, 30, 40 houses.
I think my daughter did that with my daughters. I think they went to like a Halloween party and they did like 10 houses on the block. So you still have that thrill.
And you still get in, just go to the right houses, right?
Yeah.
We get the good candies.
Yeah. So that's good. I hope everybody had a great time last night trick-or-treating. Hope everything was safe. Hope everybody had a great time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But it is 38 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. But there is a stiff wind out there. Hang on a second.
Oh, he's going to do his thing.
Yeah.
Okay, the wind is coming from the west at 9 to 11 miles an hour.
Not bad. Northwest at 9.
Oh, that's really close.
And you just saw it. I just ran from looking out the window.
Yep.
I just show you a couple trick-or-treaters.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they do it. They do it right.
So those are inflatables?
Yeah.
I've never seen those like that. Cool. So big. It's like something from a parade.
It's like this big chicken. This other guy came with like this monster. And the dad said, it's a fan, a battery-operated fan. In
I was going to say, how do they keep them inflated?
With a fan, but it also keeps it cool. Now, I didn't need it last night, but.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That's what
I've never seen those.
That was pretty neat. So.
What were some of the common themes you saw? Like topical themes?
There's stuff that I don't know. Tell you that.
Superhero type things.
Superhero stuff. Yeah. No, it was a good mix of things. And everybody was wearing a costume. I remember we talked a little bit about sometimes kids just come. They were all into it last night. So
like what me and DeAngelo did when we were 13.
Well, you just went out as Italians or what? Give me a pen.
He's a pen. Right.
Okay. This isn't good, listeners.
Right, Mr. Mino, if you have something to share with one Pete person in the class. Sure.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. but we were talking during the break. A lot of visits we're going to be getting this weekend. We had President Clinton in town. Yeah. And, of course, we've got Vice President Harris is going to be in town. And Wisconsin's pivotal. I don't want to talk about elections. I really want to talk more about what an opportunity to showcase your community.
Yeah. No question there.
It is. It's just great. And it's the national media is there and then they're going to say nice things about you if you treat them right. If the police, you know, and we do. So it's kind of fun. I mean, think of what Kimberly is, where she's going to be today, or some small town, Freedom or something.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Yeah,
and
then she's going to Madison. It was kind of like a pit stop. She's like, because Clinton's going to be here, which, you know, he's a draw, but she's coming. She's going to be like, what, 20 miles from him. And I just, it's great for that to get on national media. There's a lot of people that don't know we have a Kakana, Wisconsin. So anyway.
I got to tell you guys this, because this is pretty cool. You know Todd Alba, because he's been on the show, and you guys have been on his show before. He's going to be actually broadcasting today from the Fox City Stadium. In Appleton. So he's doing his show from noon to two there. And then tonight he's going to be at Hinterland. And just so you know, like, if you want to go and meet him and first round.
On him?
Mm.
Wow.
I think some appetizers and a couple of drinks. So, or whatever. So Hinterland.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
That's going to be a busy place because the Lions are coming in today.
Yeah.
And they come in droves. And Hinterland is at Lambeau.
Yeah.
You know, that's Scott who owns that.
Of course.
They do really well, so they're gonna. That place, it's gonna be a fun place to be tonight. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, not absolutely.
Just with Todd there, but with the whole all the energy.
He's actually gonna be at the game on Sunday too.
Oh, so.
You know what I've told people from the UP, and most of them are Lions fans, because Packer fans have been. But because I've got half my family almost married, people that got married into my were Lions fans.
Yeah.
So people don't realize in the UP it is. I mean, it's like living in almost like a Chicago where you're White Sox or Cubs or you know, New York or where you enter. And by the way, Jets. Rodgers looked really good in like the fourth quarter last night. I don't have that network. What network are the Thursday night games on?
I have no idea.
It's
something stupid, isn't it?
I don't know. I can never. I go to the guide. I try everything, thinking maybe I've got this channel.
Yeah.
And I cannot find those.
He had a
horrible first half. Had like 61 yards passing in the first half, and then tore it up. And Devontae Adams had a touchdown. But this one guy, oh my God. The internet went crazy last night about if you're a Jets fan, are you just going to because it can't get any worse. Scoreless game. Rodgers throws a pass to this guy, rookie, going in to score, I believe, his first touchdown of his NFL career.
Wow.
Showboats, drops the ball before he gets into the end zone, rolls out of the end zone, touchback, Houston's ball.
So Thursday night games are on Amazon Prime. If you have an Amazon membership, you can watch them.
Which I don't.
But if you did, you could also watch Haunted State, which is the series I'm on.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay,
Amazon, we get that. So that's what we're – I didn't know what it was. Amazon is like – I told you, I know the Bezos. Some people don't like him, but he's also like the entrepreneur of the century. Just everything about them is good. And we have Amazon Prime. I don't know if that comes with it, but it's free shipping.
Yeah,
I don't know if that comes with the TV.
I don't know their practices with their employees are great though.
I got to say something though too. But I dealt with Amazon yesterday, and I got to be careful I'm asking this sincerely. What to do in these situations? So you guys know the situations with my book.
Yeah,
the printers through Amazon totally screwed something up. Had this other book included. It's you guys seen it? I've told you about it. Horrible situation for my books that I ordered that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are my books with my name on them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to Mike DuPlace, who was my, guy and did the whole thing. And he said, here's, contact these people. Yada, yada. So I did twice. Okay. And the first time the guy says, oh, well, that's a different department type of thing. Please hold. Hold for 2 minutes. Your call has ended. Have to start all over again. And I'm explaining this. It starts with the chat. Then do you want to speak to somebody? I'm like, yes, let me explain this exactly.
Wow.
I got to be honest. I couldn't understand 90% of what the person was saying. Please don't take it like I'm saying, all I'm saying is I was trying so hard. And she even, I don't know, maybe it's a foreign thing, but she said, thank you so much for your patience and respect in dealing with this problem. You know, so I didn't go out.
Right.
But I'm just like, I'm trying so hard to understand what you're telling me to do. And I don't.
Were you
and
nice?
I hung up not knowing.
Did you begin in a friendly way?
Because
if you weren't, he could have been just
faking
like,
it.
Like,
no, I wasn't.
Like that. He could have been like rich little man and he could have said, just to mess with you.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you weren't nice to him.
So I hung up with no solution.
And that's exactly what he wanted.
Understand what they're saying.
Got him off the line.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's what he wanted.
Yes.
He was rich little.
Oh, stay with us. As I mentioned, Frankie Bag of Donuts coming up down the road. Mine on the Mayor.
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Planning a quick hike or maybe going hunting this weekend? Take protection against ticks. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. In fact, there's more tick activity at this time of the year than you might expect. PJ Leash, our University Extension entomologist, tells us why in a moment.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Just about the time that you think insect volumes are going down, in reality, tick populations are escalating. PJ Leash, University Extension entomologist, explains why.
We are at a time of the year where there is actually quite a bit of tick activity out there at the moment. This is the time of the year where we start to see our new batch of adult deer ticks. And those creatures actually have a pretty long life cycle. It takes them 2 years to go through their whole life cycle. But those adults appear in early fall. And so if you are out there hitting the hiking trails or setting up tree stands and things like that, it's one of those things you need to be aware of, because if you're not doing those tick checks, you know, that could lead to some problems if you have encountered deer ticks.
PJ Leash, University Extension entomologist. It's not just the tick population that's active in Wisconsin right now. We also have escalated activity with the Asian ladybugs, box elder bugs, brown marmorated stink bugs, and the western conifer seed bugs.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
And it looks like Wisconsin's farmland preservation programs are getting more interest now that the state legislature has increased incentives. Wednesday Coy, who's the Farmland Preservation Program Manager at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says so far they've seen more than 2,000 new acres enter the program since last year. They're also seeing enhanced interest in the Agriculture Enterprise Area Program. The state can accept up to 2 million acres into those AEAs. Right now, she says, it's about 80% full. More on this story available at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Have you ever?
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s. And then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Friday. It is Friday on a home week. Is there any better place to be in the United States right now? Okay, obviously the election thing, yada, yada, yada. I got all these big wheels coming in. That's fine. But you get the Packers at home against the best Detroit Lions team that in my lifetime, maybe I've ever seen.
Lions are favored.
Well, I don't think Love's going to play. I'm okay with Malik. I will say one thing. I think Matt LaFleur, when he's given a challenge, because this is one thing, and I loved Mike McCarthy as a person, as a friend, loved him, okay? I never thought he adapted right when Rodgers or Favre would be hurt.
Yeah,
or
throwing the towel.
Well, he would have their backups seemingly run the same plays that a Rodgers or a Favre would run. Well, you know what? Not everybody was Rodgers or Favre with their arm in throwing a football.
Yeah.
And I remember that one poor kid from UCLA. No, I can't remember his name. And it's when Rodgers broke his collarbone. And I remember I was at the game. I think it was against the Vikings. And it was a cold at Lambeau. It was a really cold, cold night. And they had Brent Huntley.
Mm-hmm.
And they had him throwing these deep touch balls in this really cold weather. And he didn't have much. And it was terrible.
Yeah.
I think LaFleur, not that he loves this kind of a challenge, but I think he kind of likes to be challenged a little bit. Okay, our starting quarterback, who's a stud, is out. This guy has different qualities. I'm going to game plan for what he does best and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that first game when first game when Love was out, I saw some running plays that I'd never seen before in Green Bay Packers. In all the football I've covered in my lifetime, which is a million games, he had some uniquely designed running plays like I've never seen.
Because Love was out. Yeah, that's good coaching.
So what that does is that makes it hard for the other team to defensively game plan against him.
Yeah.
Because they could look at all the tape they want of Jordan Love, but he ain't going to do you any good.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go with a different style with Malik Willis. I think LaFleur is one of the best I've ever seen at doing that. You know, because sometimes, you know, the Packers, McCarthy, again, God bless him. I'm just saying football-wise. It was always that next man up, Ashton. Next man up. Okay, he's down. You're up. And we're going to run the same place.
Right. That's a good point. Love might play, though, right?
He might. They're going to keep it as quiet as humanly possible because they want the Lions to spend as much time studying Malik Willis as they do. You know what I mean? So that's gamesmanship that teams play.
The over-under is 48.
I'd go under.
No. I was, because of the weather, I might.
What is the forecast? Rain?
Yeah, it's going to rain. But I don't know. It's supposed to start raining around 11 and rain. It's 60% chance of rain is what I read. But what does that mean? It's going to rain for a half hour? Or then you read something else, it's like it's going to start raining at 5. Well, that'd be great. Then we get to play in 56-degree weather. It'd be awesome.
I'll tell you what, for whatever you do about meteorologists, they had it exact for that game a few weeks ago where they predicted rain at kickoff.
They predicted daylight?
But it was nice. And literally 10 minutes before kickoff, it got dark.
Oh, you're right.
It just started pouring.
That is true. That is true. They did call that one right on. That, yes.
Because I was thinking, I'm sure Jim's happy the meteorologist blew a forecast. And then literally.
I love meteorologists. What are you saying?
The skies just got dark and it unleashed.
It did. So I got to look a little bit. But if it's not going to rain, I'm going with the over.
Even if Willis is quarterback, huh?
Because well, you're not going to know about this.
Well, they're going to run the ball a lot more.
So
the clock is going
to
roll more.
When is it done that you have to say?
I think Sunday morning.
Well, maybe I'll go out there Sunday.
Oh, I wouldn't place a bet on this one until literally 10 minutes before game time.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
Yep, I would wait. I do want to go out there tomorrow, though, and get that really obscure, because this would be the last game of the year for a lot of these really obscure schools like Sacred Heart. Yeah. You know what I mean? These
colleges.
And bet on some of them. I think that's fun, taking flyers in these schools you've never heard of.
That's playing darts. That's not. Nope. I would. You don't know anything about Sacred Heart.
I do.
You don't even know where it is.
I do too.
Where is it?
East.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying.
That's no. That's throwing darts. I you gotta study it a little bit. Not a lot of it, a little bit. Hey, I see, you know, how I kind of took a little bit of interest in betting on the presidential election.
Todd,
did you see that?
Todd, no, hang on.
It got okay by the Supreme.
Okay. You need to do more research. You don't research everybody. Okay. To the guy who won 6 games in a row against the spread. Six in a row.
He did. I saw the money.
Six in a row.
He took a picture of the
money
and sent it to me.
Don't say anything more.
Okay. Well, you guys, Julie doesn't know?
About, no, what do I do with the money?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now I want to know. I'll slide Jim a 20 later to find out.
I just want to say that love capitalism and the entrepreneur. You can't bet on presidential elections in the United States, right?
I don't know. Does Vegas have odds?
What you do is you you buy shares in like an election pool. It's just a way around it.
Through who? Through where?
Oh, there's some couple companies that are doing that. Nah, I don't think you can go to Oneida. But so there is. I got to figure out how to get that. But I don't want to talk about the odds. But they've got, what did they say? I don't know. Like, there's $1 billion bet on this race.
Really? I know Britain. You can
crypto
bet on
guys are
anything.
Big thing. Yeah.
So I don't know. Can you? Or like offshore betting, or you don't hear much about that anymore.
No, this is legal. It's in
I know that, but Britain, it's legal. Can an American place a bet
over there?
A gambling place in England?
Oh, I'm sure.
You'd think internet-wise, you'd be able to just...
we can buy stuff from there. Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. We shouldn't bet on presidential elections.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why not?
I was trying to sound like a nice guy.
Well, you're not. Be who you are.
Right,
claim yourself, Jim.
We know who he is.
Yeah.
Forget about this facade. You're not running.
But the
this is real you.
I'm done. Anyway.
Love your pet lawyer. I mean, love your pet lawyer. Love your lawyer day.
Oh, that's like, okay, for what? Lawyers' moms?
Yeah, maybe. I've had some friends that were good lawyers, though. Although, yeah. Lawyers, you know what, lawyers, and I say this with love to all my real estate friends, lawyers are almost like real estate people. The one you have working for you, if they're a little nasty, I love this guy. I love who he is. The ones going against you, if they're a little nasty, what a jerk. I can't stand him. Blah, blah, blah.
That is so true. I, back in the day, way, way a long time ago, when I owned this business, my brother and I got taken in for something. And we had to go, and I just said to my brother, I said, next time, if this happens again, I said, I want that guy on our side of the table.
That's exactly right.
He was.
That's exactly what I mean.
And we did.
That's exactly what I mean.
There's good lawyers and there's
great
lawyers.
But sometimes those ones that are whatever, you say to yourself, wish he was in my corner.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. All Saints Day. We used to have to go to church on this day.
You still do.
Forever.
You still do.
Who's your favorite saint?
It's a holy day of obligation.
Who's your favorite saint?
Probably St. Anthony.
Why?
Isn't that the patron of lost things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dear St. Anthony, please come around. There's something that's lost that can't be found. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that one, Todd?
Because, you know.
Worked every time.
No.
I swear. Any Catholics out there, you tell me that you haven't lost something, and you prayed to St. Anthony, and you found it. And you, it might have been in a place you looked before, and it wasn't there, and now it's there.
See, that's.
I'm just telling you.
I think our parents may have. Did that to us.
Possible.
So we believed, but
possible.
Anyway,
you can't guarantee that.
And then tomorrow's, of course, All Souls Day. So,
deep fried clams day. Okay.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. I think I would have that before I would. Yeah.
Oysters.
Yeah.
Oh. Clams are good. It's just plain, right, in soup and
what's
stuff.
What's going on though in the country with food? With is it not E. coli, but Listerol or what is
Listeria?
Going on?
Oh, man.
Yeah, what is that?
In the quarter pounder with cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, that was killer. Yeah.
I mean, all these recalls for different places?
Yeah.
What's happening?
What is that? I read something about that. I can't remember.
Somebody help us out.
It's
in the food industry.
No,
what is going on?
How does that get in there? But, they're concerned about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and McDonald's, they're smart enough to... if you do business with McDonald's, and let's say you are the best price, the best service, the best, the most they'll ever do with you is 80% of their business. Straws, meat, cheese, because if something like this happens, they need a go-to guy that's doing
20%. You mean their suppliers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
I see. Yeah, the backup.
Got it. Because can you imagine that if they were, if you were trying to get their business and all of a sudden the other one goes under and they bought nothing from you, you realize what that price would be?
Yeah.
So anyway, they're going to get this fixed. What are the, I got to look at that. That was a couple days ago. I looked at that.
But that was scary. You know, some of those things like, well, I'd never buy yada yada. Nah, I'd never buy quarter pounders of cheese.
I know. That was very dangerous.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Pet groomer day, like you said.
Yeah. Great day. And tip your pet groomer.
We didn't take our dogs to a pet groomer.
Beagles really don't need that.
They don't. They're self-sufficient.
You really need to take them off the chain and take them to the...
No. The only time we take them someplace is like
inside.
Well, no, they never came inside. Only time we take care of them or take them place is when we couldn't get some of the quills out of their mouth from porcupines. That was the worst thing, when they'd tear into a porcupine. I'm going to be honest here. People, PETA can get after me or whoever they want. Man, we would kill every porcupine we found. I'll be honest with you. Did you?
I don't think I've ever seen a porcupine in my life.
Because if you ever had a dog with porcupine quills in his mouth.
They're in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Porcupines? They're all over the place.
Huh.
But when you got a dog that tangles with a porcupine, and they got those quills deep in their mouth, and you got the vet, because we would try to take them out. The best way to take them out would be to snip them, and then all of a sudden they would collapse more because they're hollow. The quills, they're full of air. So you snap them first, so they collapse. So then you'd be able to pull them out easier with the pliers. But some would be so far back, you'd have to take them to the doctors, to the vet, and they'd put like a muzzle on them and stuff and have to dig in.
Did they put them out?
I don't think they put them on. Maybe they did something. I don't know. Anybody, give me somebody out there that's had a dog with porcupine quills in their mouth. It is the worst. We got Texas. St. Anthony is the best.
You know what?
But he said it. Tony, please come around. He could have helped you yesterday when you lost your way. Mary,
that is. I like
good
that.
Point.
Save that one.
Mary, give Mary a bell. Yeah. Mary, we're being a little bit more frugal with our bells. That deserved a bell.
That,
Mary.
That did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. Birthday wise, Jenny McCarthy, boy, she's struggling, huh?
Yeah.
She's got like MS and stuff too, and talking about it now, and only 52. And Sophie B. Hawkins, I got to be honest with you, still one of my all time favorite songs. One of the hottest songs. What's the word? Sultriest songs, you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's it. I think if I was a woman, I'd be like Sophie B. Hawkins.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, she sings on key.
She's good.
I remember when this song came out.
Me too. Want me to tell you the year?
Go for it.
92.
I thought 93. Let me just see. See if I got it.
Damn! I wish I was your lover. What do you think?
Not even close.
All right. Well, it's the male version. 60.
Again, she's
what year, Todd?
Within key.
Not there yet.
Okay. Want to make a wager? That $5 you owe me?
No, I owe you $5. No, I don't. I have no idea.
I'm giving you a chance to win it back.
I was listening to that song trying to say, I remember that. I don't even remember that song.
You don't remember? Oh, it was huge.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
And oh, my gosh, she said the word damn in a song. Yeah. Can we really play it?
Yeah, I know. Right? On All Saints Day?
That's why I didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
60.
All right. Lyle Lovett is 67. You know, people always say, how did Lyle Lovett end up with, was it Julia Roberts for a while?
Yes.
I felt bad for him. You know what I mean?
Because of the jokes about
him. Yeah, still, right? Yeah.
What are you doing with her?
Right.
Yeah.
1992. There you go.
Johnny was right.
Johnny
again.
Was right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, today we've got Lisa Hale coming out. Lisa, we were so nice seeing Lisa yesterday in Oshkosh. She does a great job for us. And I love when she's the only person who ever says to us, use all.
Y'all are crazy. Because
she does the plural.
Y'all a little different.
That's one
and then
reason.
She's the one, but I don't know if you were in the room when she's talking about her pets.
Yeah.
Okay, the spiders. Were you there?
Oh!
Yeah.
Remember?
Tarantulas.
Just tarantulas for pets.
Yeah, and y'all crazy.
We're crazy.
Like, she messaged me during the show that you guys didn't see, and she said, I don't know how you put up with those two. They are nuts. Because she's used to being there kind of by herself in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So she had to put up with us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But that's one reason. I love those southern accents like that. And that's one reason when I moved to Mississippi and live in a trailer and have my truck.
Like everybody else.
Yeah. And I'm going to hang out at those little roadside bars and eat gumbo.
Like everybody
And play Johnny Cash in the jukebox.
Mm-hmm. You can fit right in, Johnny.
And I'm going to develop a southern accent so they won't know I'm from the north.
That's
doable. And I'm going to dress like them.
And they sing off key.
I'm going to be like,
sing off key. You're there.
Yeah.
You're there. Trailer.
Damn! I wish I was your lover.
You aspire to live in a trailer. Johnny, where did you go wrong?
All right. I guess set a break. Back at us.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
What makes Wisconsin great?
Find out as Todd Albaugh and friends tour the state by bus, and they're coming to a city near you.
If people want to come out and say hi, first drink is on us, whether it's alcohol or not, and then some cheese curds, and we're going to be doing that all week long.
La Crosse to Eau Claire, Stevens Point to Appleton. Learn more and where to join them at civicmedia.us/whatmakeswisconsingreat.
The Todd Albaugh Show, a tour of, by, and for the people, all week, noon to 2.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. So we got Lisa Hale coming up. We got Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. We've got Kevin Burkle from one Burkle's One Block Over.
Isn't she on
now?
Oh,
Lisa's on right now. Oh, it's that time already.
Yeah.
Oh!
John thought you were coming on at 7. I'm like, I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
Like, no, John.
I didn't have my glasses on, Jim.
You know, he's talking about all these great things that Todd does. Oh, he puts this on our desk. It says right on here, 6:50, Lisa Hale.
He didn't say I actually read the stuff.
Yeah, right. Nowisco.
Right, Todd?
Weekend. So what are you working
Todd's
on?
Like, yeah, yesterday, Todd's like, okay, John. I emailed you the directions. I didn't get it.
He emailed this to us,
too. Yeah, you did, John.
Too.
I could tell when you get... No, but you know what? I don't think that was me who read it. Some... No, John. Hi, Lisa.
How many other people are living in that brain, John, that
yes.
You said not...
There's only half a person.
Well, Lisa, at least you know what? I don't kiss my tarantulas goodnight.
Right.
I don't handle the tarantulas. I just look at the tarantulas.
We think that's weird.
Yeah. What do you feed them? Like dead flies?
No. Crickets. Oh. You feed them crickets or other bugs.
Okay.
Do you have to go? Do you catch them or you buy them or how do you, like, where do you find?
You can go to any pet store to get crickets to feed your tarantulas or your bearded dragons or anything like that.
They live or dead? The crickets?
Live.
Oh.
They want live prey. Yeah. Unless they're tiny little babies. And when they're babies, they're very, very
feeding
tiny.
Nice, real nice, Lisa.
Feed them the babies.
Wow, okay.
Okay, wow. You,
thanks for being here, Lisa.
Popular.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's just listen to Lisa Hale.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. Okay,
I'm not even going to move to Mississippi anymore.
Yeah, Lisa, PETA.
They're all like her.
PETA online, too.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
I'm just going to say this. If I was ever to give a 20-minute TED Talk, somebody said, you have to give a TED Talk right now. Do it. It would be on spiders for me. I'm a little bit of an amateur entomologist. So
wow, I don't know if there's anything on Earth that would be in like natural life, you know, that we encounter in everyday life that people are more ooked out by generally than spiders,
snakes.
But you're the other way. I know, but I mean, how often are you really going to run into a snake? You know,
I
but
hope
every
never.
Single day you could run into a.
That's
you
true.
Could have a $1 million house, and you can run into a really nasty spider.
That is true.
And let me tell you,
that's true.
I used to be deathly afraid of spiders. Of course, we're not talking about what we're supposed to be, but that's okay.
Welcome to our show.
I lived in a beautiful home in Oshkosh that I just adored. And it was a nice, nice house. And there's this huge spider on the wall. And I texted the housemate at the time and said, come kill the spider, because I was so afraid of them and could not deal with it. But I used my photography. I would take pictures and get as close as I could with my camera, and then would look up what the spider was, what their attributes were, and all of that. And that helped me. That's what my therapy was.
Well, yes and no, because I remember one time we had to do a thing in biology class or whatever with the microscopes. Remember? And when you take a spider or something like that and you blow up what they really do look like, their faces and their things,
yeah, right.
It's like if that thing was bigger, we'd be running from them. Because they are vicious, vicious looking
they're
little
vicious looking
animals.
But they're not really vicious, are
no,
they?
No, but they look. They look at, yeah, if okay. they were bigger, it yeah. would be like, whoa.
I just remember when we did our, insect collections, right? We put the pins through them and what they're labeled, and we had to collect mm-hmm. spiders. A lot of them aren't poisonous. They're not.
Well, hardly any are poisonous. I don't think we have any yeah. around here, do we? Any poison? Mm-hmm. They talked about the brown recluse one time. Or wolf spiders?
Wolf spiders are not. They're not. This is how you refer to spiders, because spiders are venomous, but whether or not they're medically significant is how you okay. refer to them. And wolf spiders are not medically significant. There are only three species of spiders in the United States that are considered medically significant, and those are the black widow, the brown widow, and the brown recluse, of which if we have them in Wisconsin, it's because they've been transported from somewhere else. They can't survive in
like
Wisconsin.
Like I said, a banana crate or something okay. from wherever might have one.
That's the brown huh. recluses. We do
so
have
they're
black
not, are they native to Wisconsin, the brown recluses?
The brown recluses are.
Okay.
Well, not to Wisconsin. As I said, if they're in Wisconsin, they were transported here somehow.
So we don't have any venomous spiders in Wisconsin?
We have.
I mean, native.
We have black widows.
We have
in
black
Wisconsin?
Widows?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's a cool name.
We had those in Arizona all the time.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you that.
Northern black widow, but you don't see them that often. What you really see here in Wisconsin are simply orb weavers, false widows, some wolf spiders, and jumping spiders.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I thought a wolf.
I did not mean to do this. This is one of those topics, as I said, I could talk on forever. And I know Todd right now is going, Lisa, it is 6:57. Tell us about New Wisco Weekend. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
Next time you come on, I want to talk about how they weave their webs and how quickly it's done and if they come back to the
well,
same area.
You know, in Arizona, we had in our backyard were tarantula holes. And you could tell that what tarantula cave was, or whatever you want to call it, burrow. They lived in the ground, the tarantulas. And they would make they'd make a web like they're on LSD or something. It was the most, you know how most spiders you looked at?
They're symmetrical.
Like,
gosh,
that's the most perfect.
Yeah,
theirs were just the opposite, like all over the place. Uh-huh. That's how you could tell it was a tarantula hole.
As I said, y'all should schedule me. We'll talk.
Do you have
we'll
scorpions talk. In Mississippi?
In Mississippi, yes.
Oh, you do?
Lisa, mm-hmm. it's fine. We don't have to talk about New Wisco Weekend. Just check it out tomorrow morning at 8 and Sunday.
Hey, well, no, let's just check it real quick, Lisa. What do you got going on? Besides, do you cover the politics?
No. The New Wisco Weekend, the only thing politically this weekend that we have is a story in our truth booth from Pete Buttigieg, which is not even political. He talks about being a father in it. We're talking about making a difference this week. We've got your guys' interview with Sam Floyd and Operation Coffee. We've got the Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Center. We've got the Dylan Family Foundation. We've got stories on the time change and falling back as well. So it's all about making a difference this week. And New Wisco Weekend airs Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11.
Listen to Lisa. I don't care what she talks about.
That's
I just
a lot
love
of stuff.
Her voice.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
I really do. It's just got a cool thing. It's not, I like it.
How did you get the interview with Buttigieg?
Actually, he was at a function that I had to cover, and I didn't interview him. I grabbed his audio. When he told that story, I said it made a perfect truth booth segment.
Lisa Hill, we got a quick text here. This reminds me of an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond when Robbie's girlfriend ate bugs. He went over to her apartment and ended up jumping out of the window.
That was a great episode. I remember that.
Lisa Hale, you're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Back after this.
On the Rolling Stone.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, make a difference and change the world. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Stories of change through music, finding your happiness, and helping others one cup at a time.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.